This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a most wonderful surprise. New music from Boy Genius. On Friday, the trio of Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers released three new songs, and they announced their first full-length album. It's called The Record. That album's out at the end of March, and if you don't know Boy Genius, just know that these three incredibly talented musicians became friends and put together what seemed like a one-off project, an EP, in 2018. Individually, they're among my favorite 21st century music makers, and having them together is just a thrill. I'm going to play one of the three songs from Boy Genius. This one, you'll hear Julian Baker take the lead on a song called $20. And the origin of the song, well, that's kind of up for discussion, beginning here with Phoebe Bridgers.
Hey, we're Boy Genius, and $20 was my idea.
As if.
As if. $20 was actually your idea. Song. Like, the most...
No.
Yeah, the most integral part of the song that titularly defines it is your lyric. I was like, I want to write a riff in 7 that rocks. And then I sent it to y'all.
And we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to, because the song is fun. It's also about, like, I feel like the lyrics are so cool because they were a developmental project between all of us when we were together writing.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like I had an idea for this song where I was like, I never get to do riffs because I spend so much time in, like, weird cerebral sadness music. And then
tell me about it.
And but then, you wrote the first verse, and then we were like, okay, tonally, yes. And then we tonally kind of all wrote the
yeah,
rest cause of it.
Yeah, it didn't have a direction, and then you guys really developed the concept.
Yes, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't have a concept. It wasn't about, like, okay, I'm running away with my friends, and I'm like, it became a story arc when y'all imbued it with the meaning you found in the shard that I brought you,
mm-hmm.
which is what, yeah, I can bring y'all like a basil seed, and then y'all are like, check it out, I made this garden out of it.
A basil seed.
Interesting.
Or like, I just saw.
Basil's kind of hard to grow, right?
It's actually not that hard to grow. I saw basil, live basil with roots for sale at Vaughn's the other day. It's easy to grow.
You should just fade out
climate.
On this and play the song.
Yeah, this is a fade out chat.
Basil's pretty easy to grow.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me one more chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front lawn. It's an we'll be right back.
Boy Genius, the music of Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers from their first full-length album coming March 31st on Interscope Records. And if you can't wait and want to find some Boy Genius fun, there's a Tiny Desk concert they did in 2018 and a guest DJ show we did together when they played My Desk. You can also find Phoebe Bridgers on a new album coming from The National. And Phoebe Bridgers would have been about 5 years old when that band formed in 1999. The National's ninth album is called First Two Pages of Frankenstein, and it's out at the end of April. It features guests Taylor Swift, Sufjan Stevens, and, as mentioned, Phoebe Bridgers. I'll play the song Tropic Morning News. Aaron Dessner mentioned that Matt Berninger came in with that song in the depths of his depression, and it felt like a turning point, he said. It's almost Dylan-esque, he says, in its lyrics, and it's so much fun to play. Here's Matt to tell us more.
Tropic Morning News is a phrase my wife would sometimes use to describe the deluge of terrible news that we wake up to every morning. And not only just bad news, but just nonsense news, things you don't even care about. You find yourself just getting sucked into and reading about celebrities you've never even heard of. And just and all of that, just you're filling your brain all the time with this information, and that's either depressing or meaningless. And it sometimes becomes so hard to just kind of connect in a real way on an intimate, genuine, normal, personal way with somebody. And so this whole song is about a desperate and failed attempt to communicate and to get your thoughts unjumbled, whatever, you know, and to get a clear emotional thought across to somebody when you're just drowning in all the nonsense and gloom. Yeah. So enjoy.
Found the slush in my sentiment. You made made it sound so intelligent. You can stop and start an athlete's heart. How do I feel about it? I would love to have nothing to do with it. I would like to move on and be through with it. I'll be over here lying near the ocean, making ocean sounds. Let me know if you can come over and work the controls for a while. I was so distracted then, I didn't have it straight in my head. I didn't have my face on yet, or the role, or the feel of where I was going with it all. I was suffering more than I let on. Tropic morning news was on. There's nothing stopping me now from saying all the painful parts I've left. Oh, where are all the moments we had? Oh, where's the brain we shared? Something somehow has you rapidly improved. Oh, what happened to the wavelength we were on? Oh, where's the gravity?
The National, and the song Tropic Morning News from the album First Two Pages of Frankenstein. The full album's out at the end of April. The German composer and pianist Niklas Paschberg has been making gorgeous, evocative piano music that I've loved over the past 5 or 6 years, and now there's a new song with the German singer Luisa. The Dark Side of the Hill is a shift in sound for Niklas Paschberg. It's a bit more pop, but still moody and captivating.
Hey, this is Niklas Paschburg, and I've wrote the song Dark Side of the Hill together with Luisa. It basically started as a piano piece with a drum machine, which I wrote back in 2020 in Croatia at the sea. But somehow I felt from the beginning that the song needs another voice next to the piano. So during that time, I've discovered the music of Luisa and asked her if she wants to be part of the song. Without saying anything about the direction of the song, she came up with these lyrics about leaving someone you want to protect because you know your own dark side. And her stretch blew me away. I've really felt we speak the same musical language. So after this, I've went straight into the Voxton Studios in Berlin to record the final parts of the piano and drums. And actually for the vocal recordings, we went to Luisa's home studio. And we built basically a vocal booth out of curtains and everything we could find. It was snowing a lot outside, so it was a very cozy recording. Yeah, and that's basically how the song was born. I hope you enjoy.
It is something that I lost.
the sounds of Nicholas Poshberg and singer Louisa, and the song The Dark Side of the Hill. It's from his new album called Penta Ray, which is out March 17th on 7K Records. Here's a quick break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu.
When voters talk during an election season, we listen. We ask questions, we follow up, and we bring you along to hear what we learned. Get closer to the issues, the people, and your vote at the NPR Elections Hub. Visit npr.org/elections.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with music from Miss Grit. Their debut album, Follow the Cyborg, comes out in late February. The song I'm loving is called Lane, L-A-I-N, Phone Clone. And it's got a good story Miss Grit will share.
Lane was the last song on my album that I wrote, and it's in reference to an anime called Serial Experiments Lane. It's an anime about a girl who kind of gets taken by technology, or she falls really deeply into the online world to the point where there's an online version of herself that exists, and then there's a version that exists in reality. And so throughout the series, it's kind of about the struggle between those two selves. And I just was really intrigued by their depiction of this super like universal idea that's like kind of worn out by now of technology like ruining our lives or whatever. But I feel like in the anime, technology was more of just the catalyst, and it was more about your outer self's tendency to like grow further apart from your inner self, or in a way, escape.
I didn't ask for this. I wanted to go back the first time, but then you hold me closer.
Hold up your hands if you're too. My lips overlap. Hold up your hands if you're.
everything anymore. And I don't wanna see everything anymore. And I don't wanna be everything anymore.
The sounds of Miss Grit and their new single Lane, Phone Clone, from the album Follow the Cyborg, which is out February 24th on Mute Records. There's a fun video for the song I'll post on the All Songs Considered site. For the past 20-plus years of All Songs Considered, we've been listening to and presenting the music of Senegalese singer Baba Mal. Now, for the first time in 7 years, the heartfelt voice and also the voice of Wakanda in the Black Panther films has new music. The album coming is called Being, and the song is called Agreement.
There is a proverb in my community who says that it's better to say no when people sit down and try to agree on something. If you know that you will never be respecting it, you say no. And when you say yes to an agreement, in many fields, love, friendship, living together, building things together, you have to respect it for your life because an agreement is sacred. And it's based on a proverb of the Fulanese people of Africa.
Ne laram ndeke mintane woysam ndeke mintane laram ndeke mintane woysam ey ma debbo pullo ey ma debbo pullo ey ma debbo pullo arbatto mi laram ey ma debbo pullo ey ma debbo pullo an mo jommo so danawul 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 an bo dakkudi balawul an bo dakkudi balawul an mo jombaadi naturel an mo jombaadi naturel an woni mo so yene lubam no pima lubam no pima da gudita an berde mada rubam no pima gudita berne mada mami yewtene grelam yewtam ma yewtere dunna mami yewtane grelam yewtam ma yewtere ngurdam lubam no pima an gudita an berne mada mami yewtane grelam ne bandam min tane laram mi lani lani ya leli yo min tane grelam mi jangi jawi ar leli yo ar de pullo de ke min tane grelam mi
me head to me all of it. Holland my heart a gilly. Be me adi bill adi. Be me adi bill adi. Nyanya adi fell young. Salanori adi. Would you feel to the adi? Predig is saying, Basunyang. Then quit Pirtani adi. Dine gaw loya bay doy ben koy pertani ade jem sa wadel le jakil ben kay pertani ade be me adi bilade salano de ade buri firtu ade oto firtu ade masamba tala ye bada kampien deni ade. Deke mintane bandam, deke mintane laram, deke mintane grelam, deke mintane wisham, grelam wata yeone, gidelam ruda soine, wata yamin miyewe, koto yamin miyewe, deke mintane laram, deke mintane wisham. They came in Tanegela. What do you mean, me? What do you mean, me? Get them what they own. Get them good as wine. They came in Tanegela. They came in Tanela.
Baba Mal and the song Agreement from the album Being, which is out March 31st. What a Beautiful Thing I Have Made is the new album from the Hackles. The band is Katie Claiborne and Luke Itzty from the band Blind Pilot. Hallie Anderson is from River Wireless and also Horse Feathers. I'm in love with the melody for this song. It's called Damn the Word. Here's Katie to take us to the song's origins. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Damn the Word is a song that I wrote processing a brand of reoccurring nightmares that I started having fairly recently, in which I'm having a conversation with someone that I'm really close to, and I say something or say it in a way that manages to completely break the trust between us irretrievably, irreparably. And I could not stop thinking about these nightmares. They left me with a sense of anxiety and dread and confusion. Somehow, I wrote a song about it, and it still manages to be fairly joyful. So, go figure. Musically, the song came out of a banjo tune that I'd been playing around with for a long time that is related to a family of old-time songs like Say Darlin' Say and Waterbound. And Luke had the idea to have that melodic theme eat its tail, and I think that adds for a nice bit of imbalance in the song. We recorded the song primarily at home, but also at a studio called The Rope Room that is in Astoria, Oregon, where we live. And the song has, of course, Luke and Hallie and I on it, and then also Dan Hunt plays drums and Ian Christ played vibraphone. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Damn the word never once spoke. man spoke to the line between you and me. I pity the heart everyone broke, walking around like a Christmas tree, just waiting to shine like a Christmas tree.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
It's a high-stakes election year, so it's not enough to just follow along. You need to understand what's happening so you are fully informed come November. Every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast, our political reporters break down important stories and backstories from the campaign trail so you understand why it matters to you. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.